something went on here, something went on there. And
this time on TNT,
a special Happy Days edition of Plot or Not.
We play the top five Dog Days jams.
Plus, what happened when Jer hit a golf ball into Donald Trump's hair? That's all coming up right now on TNT.
1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 1:55, bud. 12 o'clock, rock, we're gonna rock.
Yep.
Yep.
This was
1955. We're cooking, bud. You know what it is?
What?
It's Malteds. Well, did you watch Leave It to Beaver as a, Leave It to Beaver as a kid?
Not really. Like, I'm certainly aware of it, but I didn't ever watch it.
Well,
it was before our time, bud.
It was, but it was a CKVR, the Barry station that I got as a kid, played it every day at noon. So I watched it every day. So I watched every episode like 30 times.
Of Leave It to Beaver? Was that on in the 50s?
I think it was either based on in the late 50s and early 60s, but I think it's based on the 50s more, you know what I mean? I don't know if it's current, obviously, because the situations that they go through are pretty of the time, like the cheesy jams they would play, and they went to some good stuff, though, like the time that they dealt with, like, alcohol abuse, where this guy is like, oh, can I paint your fence for you? And he's Ward Cleaver's like, oh, no problem, come do this. And then, like, the second day, there's nobody there, and he's like, to Beaver, he's like, hey, Beaver, do you have anything to drink around here?
Aww.
And Beaver's like,
leaning
sure.
on the kid?
Yes, Beaver's like, sure, I have some lemonade. And he's like, I was thinking something a little more exciting or whatever.
No.
Yeah, and he gets brings him to the liquor cabinet, and next thing you know, he's all banged up and, like, leaves, and...
The first wave of learntertainment.
Yeah.
Beef, did you give that guy painting the fence anything to drink?
Yep, and then there's, like, there's nothing that can't be done tomorrow, Beaver. That line? A big slacker line? And then the time that they smoked coffee...
What?
Beaver and Larry Mondello, they want to see what it's like to smoke because they find this pipe that his dad got, and they like put coffee in it and smoke it the screen gets all like woo.
No.
And I think they actually smoke some ashes of like cigarette ashes.
I thought you were going to say, like, from an urn.
No, but it goes down to, come on, son, you're too young for that. At the end, he's, like, smoking coffee, getting all banged up and stoned with Larry on ashes and coffee.
I wonder what happens when you smoke coffee in a pipe.
It probably wakes you up the same as
a
cup of coffee, right? That's something. I assume. Do people smoke coffee like in a pipe?
Imagine trying to get away with anything like that on a network now. A kid doing something racy.
I tell you, smoking coffee would smell a hell of a lot better, right?
Yeah.
No, you don't. You wouldn't see that anymore. But even remember Al and the Family, same thing. Like Willis getting caught smoking weed.
All in the Family?
No, sorry, on Different Strokes.
Different Strokes.
And he comes, he's like, Willis, what the hell are you doing? How long have you been doing this? And he's all, about 10 minutes, all stoned.
Acting stoned?
Yeah, with the joint going. Or like the pretend Hollywood joint.
And then the crowd going, ooh.
Yeah, ooh, for sure. Go to commercial. Remember that? Remember because I was saying that guy... that loves that about TV and wanted to talk about it that time when the other guy wanted to sleep. The ooh moments in television.
Ooh.
Ooh. Quiet. Go to commercial. Come back. Nothing.
I associate that with Family Ties maybe the most.
Oh, yeah. They would really get social on that, right? Some crazy stuff.
Sha-la-la-la.
And I just picture that guy looking at you like, really, man?
Yeah. Yeah, Michael Gross, not feeling it. Okay, so this is 155. You played Rock Around the Clock because that is a song from 1955.
The birth of rock and roll happening right around the 55 era.
But it's also the theme song for Happy Days.
Yeah. Well, I think... Right? Yes. Yeah.
Boop-a-bep, boo-doo-dat,
doop-a-bop. I think the truth of it is the early ones had it, and then they switched it to a similar jam. But I could be wrong on both accounts. We should find that out.
So wait a sec. These days are all... Was that a custom theme for them?
Yeah.
That's not part
that's
of
1 Happy
o'clock,
Days.
2 o'clock, 3 o'clock rock.
No, that's what I'm saying. But I'm trying to think that originally maybe it was just Rock Around the Clock.
Yours and mine, happy days.
Oh, that's...
I have, so I've prepared an edition of Plot or Not, the Happy Days version.
Okay.
So I have 10 plots, or are they, from Happy Days episodes. And you'll recall that in the early going, it was quite squeaky clean and earnest.
Yeah.
And then it, of course, is the origin of the phrase jump the shark because of the episode where Fonzie tried to jump the shark. So in latter years, they did get a little wacky.
Yeah.
So all you have to do is answer plot or not to the following 10 plots.
Okay. Gotcha. I'm like,
ready?
I'm in. Yeah.
Potsy fixes Richie up with Mary Lou Mulligan, who has a questionable reputation. Plot or not?
That sounds like a plot.
Are you sure?
Happy day. Let me hear it again. One more time.
Potsy fixes Richie up with Mary Lou Mulligan, who has a questionable reputation. I mean, it could be every episode.
Yeah,
of Happy
I'll
Days.
Say I'm gonna say plot.
That's a plot.
Yeah, nice. You got me.
Potsy wrangles Richie an invitation to his first bachelor party.
Again?
Potsy wrangles Richie an invitation to his first bachelor party.
That sounds like a plot too, big time.
That is a plot.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, the versions of the song, yeah, in the first two seasons, it was Rock Around by Bill Haley.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
And then they re-recorded it. I'm not wrong for making that connection.
But they re-recorded in 75 with different lyrics for both the opening and closing credits for seasons 3 to 10. But there is the Jim Haas version, which is just a Happy Days jam, which is crazy. Because it's a totally different songwriting deal, but it is close.
These days are all.
Yeah, that's Happy Days.
It is. Yeah. That's not
yes.
Rock Around the Clock
yes.
at all.
Yeah, these days are. Yeah, that's all Rock Around the Clock.
Oh.
So now we know.
Ready?
Yeah, I am.
Richie and Potsy sneak out of the house to watch Fonzie in an illegal drag race.
Oh, that's definitely. I've seen that one. That's a plot.
That's a plot.
Oh, yeah. I remember that one.
I was just telling you before we started that I saw an interview with Bill Hader and... what's his name? The guy who plays the Fonz. Henry Winkler.
Winkler, yeah.
And his first audition for the part of the Fonz, he did it with a British accent.
Which, that's...
Because I guess all it said in the script was that he was like a mysterious relative who showed up in new in town.
Meet me in my office, mate.
Hey, can you imagine what a different show that would have been?
Smashing his hand on the jukebox. And I do hear my song.
Smash. What are you? Happy Days, will be right back.
We are right?
What are you? Richie.
Not so good, Al. Hey, remember you threw out that one?
Yeah. Come watch me in my scooter race.
Hey, instead of come check, I'm going to my office. He's like, come see me in the loo.
Can I talk to you for a mo in the loo? Richie receives an unexpected education when he encourages Fonzie to re-enroll at Jefferson High.
He has his two fingers up and Richie's like, have a seat, lad, instead of sit on it. Have a seat, eh? With his two fingers
up. That becomes up. His new catchphrase.
Instead of sit on it. And the two fingers up instead of the thumb.
Have a seat.
Okay, do the plot again. Apostrophe
A-V. A seat. Have a seat. Could I suggest you have a seat?
Instead of I, it's I. Instead of A.
It would be a totally different show.
He's a big tough.
I kind of love that was his instinct, though. Like, all right, I'm going to do something crazy. Get their attention.
Well, that's awesome. That's so good.
Okay, Richie receives an unexpected education when he encourages Fonzie to re-enroll at Jefferson High.
First part again, sorry.
Richie receives an unexpected education.
Oh, that sounds like a plot.
That is a plot.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, here's a little wacky. The Cunninghams decide to build a family bomb shelter and try to keep it a secret.
That's a little out there for I mean, that's close to the jump the shark, but that I would have heard about that. That's definitely a not.
That's a plot.
No, it's not, really?
Yes, it is.
That's a real show?
It was of a time.
That must have been right before Joni Loves Chachi, then.
They decide to build a family bomb shelter.
Whoa.
Okay, speaking of Joni, after Joni rejects his marriage proposal, Chachi swings into action to change her mind.
That sounds like a plot for sure.
That's a plot.
Yeah.
Man, you're on fire.
Because they swung it into that dumb Scott Baio. That was the last time he had a show.
Ayo. Fonzie turns his back on the Cunninghams when they put their house up for sale.
Oh, what did I say again? The Gino voice?
Can't you picture him sulking? Yeah. He's all sad, takes it personally.
Say it again.
I don't care what you do. Joe Vine.
Yeah. So read it as Joe Vine.
When Joe Vine lists the Cunninghams house for sale, Fonzie turns his back on the Cunninghams.
That sounds like a plot, kinda.
That's a plot.
Yeah. Because they gotta have Fonzie turn heel for an episode.
Yep. Okay, three left. Richie and Potsy have to fulfill 6 dares to earn their jackets when they try to become members of the Demon Club.
I've seen that one. That's a plot.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Okay, left the crazies for last. Fonzie and Roger are stranded on a mountain when the plane carrying them loses power.
That's a plot too, man. I remember that one.
That's a plot.
Yeah, I remember the Roger guy.
Who's Roger?
That's the new handsome guy they tried to bring in to lure, like, new viewers.
No way.
Yes. Yeah.
Instead of an adorable 7-year-old kid, they brought in another gorgeous guy.
Yeah. What's his name again? Roger?
Roger.
Yeah.
There was a lot of Roger in the latter years.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, Roger gets some tips from Fonzie to pick up ladies. Okay, here's a good one. You ready?
Yeah.
Last one. The gang tries to arrange a meeting between Fonzie and the Lone Ranger.
I'm sorry. I just looked at the picture of Roger. And you have to look. I remember he's like big, like small American hunk guy.
No.
With the big feathery hairdo. Yeah.
From the 70s?
Google Roger Happy
Days. Oh, my gosh. Wait a sec.
Yeah, it's that guy.
He's that guy. Yeah, Ted McGinley.
Yes. Yeah.
He was on with the show with the Bundys, the shoe salesman.
You know what I think it was? That was when Ron Howard was like, I think I'm going to start making movies and He didn't want to do it anymore, right?
What was the pig? What was that show?
Because Ron Howard went to college. That's how they got. He left the show, and that's when they brought in Roger. The pig is the stupid married with children. That was that.
Yeah,
one.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Wow, Ted McGinley played Roger. That's crazy.
That's classic.
He was so 70s gorgeous.
Exactly. He was like the male Farrah Fawcett.
Crazy. But he also knew his way around a joke, as I recall.
Yeah.
Like, he's pretty funny on Married with Children.
I imagine he probably had a few dates in the 70s.
I would say.
Probably had a sore member halfway through this to late 70s.
Crazy. There's a picture of
Fonzie
and Roger at the teacher's lockers at Jefferson High. And Roger has pictures of, like, Crystal Gale up in his locker.
Ask me. I'll be that Roger guy on set, and you be Henry Winkler.
Okay.
And I'll be like, kind of ailing on a bench.
Are you new?
No, I'm well into the show.
Okay, and are you the actor or you're the character?
No, I'm the actor. And I'm ailing, kind of sitting on the bench.
Okay. Oh. Hey, Ted, you okay, man?
Oh, my back, man. My back hurts.
What's wrong?
Oh, man, I've been fucking all night.
Oh, God. He was that guy.
Right? For sure, right? No?
Hey, Ted, are you all right? Oh, yeah.
My
back. Sorry, I've been just carrying the show on my shoulders.
Oh, yeah, that guy.
Okay, so last plot or not.
Okay.
The gang tries to arrange a meeting between Fonzie and the Lone Ranger. The episode was called Hi, Yo, Fonzie, Away.
Wow.
Plot or not.
That sounds like right before the actual idea of Jump the Shark. Sounds like a plot.
That is a plot.
Oof.
Wow. Hi, Yo, Fonzie, Away.
This little, like, in-depth dive into the latter years really shows, like, that was probably as far as you can reach as any show before getting cut off, right?
I can't think of another show that did stuff that was that crazy.
Yeah, like, why not, like, space aliens? Well, they already
had... That's not even... That's like...
Well, they had...
Hey, you know, Battle of the Network Stars? Let's do that within the body of our series.
Well, Mork debuted on Happy Days, right?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, so that's kind of weird if you think about how that happened.
So who was Mork on Happy Days?
Mork. Exactly the same, like Mork for Mork.
But how did he get there?
I don't remember, but he's just like, I ain't Mark. I'm not from your planet.
That's really out there.
I know.
That's so out there.
Isn't that crazy?
Like, what production executive was like, yep, let's do this?
Oh, I don't know, man. So crazy. Classic.
Crazy.
Is that, that's it, eh?
That's it. That was 10. You got 9 out of 10.
No.
Yeah.
The one crazy plot with the bunker. That was the only one that got me?
Yeah, but by the way, they were all actual plots.
That's right.
I went all plot.
That's perfect. Because, I mean, you could make one up and it would probably sound more fake.
I know.
Right?
Like, well, when I got to the, like, making a bunker ones and meeting the Lone Ranger, I was like, anything I come up with is not as good as this.
Yeah. No.
Let's take a break, bud, and then we're going to do the top 5 Dog Days jams.
Oh, yes.
BRB.
Fucking right, eh? Hello!
Hey, bud.
Oh, man.
What?
Oh. No, just, you know, those guys you talk to and they're doing that, and but they don't say anything. You're,
oh,
man. Oh, anyway, you know, like, what the hell just happened? It's like, are you working out there? No. It's just
Do you know what I noticed I've been doing a lot lately is exhaling?
And Carol, every time I do it, she's like, what? And I think it just feels really good as a stress release to go like,
whew. Oh, she thinks you're like, okay, what's the problem?
Yeah. Or like, I've been exerting myself for something. I think I'm just blowing off steam.
What if you're like, yeah.
Just blow off steam, you inhale. Hey, so we finished Mr. D.
Yay! Well, not
last,
yay.
Last scene ever. It was quite a week.
I saw on the Twitter, and it was actually pretty emotional. Even from,
yeah, it was.
Like, Jerry said some nice words, and it looked like it was quite a, it seemed like it was the last few days were probably that kind of vibe, right? Because people were kind of coming and going.
You know, it's been summer camp we did the first pilot 10 years ago. So think how many, like, there have been babies born and marriages, and a couple of people have even passed on. And just milestone-wise in our lives, it's been a long run.
Yeah. It's,
I think it really kind of dawned on people in the last few days, so... But it was nice. They wrapped up the show in a nice way. And one thing I will definitely say about Jerry is he always fights for the joke. And even if he has to kind of stop down and figure out why it's not working and try to get it to work better, he's not afraid to do that. And that's pretty rare.
Yeah.
Because this business is driven in, like, time. You have to get it done. Keep it moving. Blah, blah, blah.
Crazy.
So, I admire that.
Yeah, congratulations on another great television series.
Thank you.
That's, 3-4 in the books? And now, well, I mean, you've kind of, by the writing process, been involved, but now Letterkenny is kind of a new thing for you in a way, right?
Yeah.
Actually on screen.
Yeah, at the end of August, I can't say anything about the character that I'm playing.
Yeah.
But at the end of August, I'm going up to the Suds to play a character on Letterkenny, and I can't wait.
Nice.
Love
it.
It's going to be really fun.
Joining the crew of wonderful folks. I don't think
there's any. Yeah, really nice folks. And man, like, the coverage they've been getting since they've been on Hulu with the... Hollywood Reporter and even Rolling Stone giving it great reviews.
As they should. It's great television. And
yeah, sure
it's different. There's no... That's what happens when it's... And that's why shows break, I think, in America, because there is a formula that's on television in America, sitcom-wise, or television show. Like, you have to fit such a mold. A show like Letterkenny could never just be born on a major network at all. I'm obviously content-wise, obviously, but just in terms of the initial concept and what it is, and the actual how big the world is, it really it's incredible, and it has to everything to do with letting your instincts go and do, you know, Jared and the people putting this together, Jacob just being that good at kind of conceptualizing an idea and understanding what's funny. It's really, really impressive.
And being firm about it, because one of the kind of fundamental flaws with this business is often the people that end up in the position to make decisions about what to pull the trigger on haven't necessarily come up through the creative ranks. I'm sure it's the same in the music industry.
Mm-hmm.
So people are weighing in on what's funny and what isn't, which is already so subjective, but people that aren't typically creative types get to decide what gets made and what doesn't. But Jared has a very strong sense and understanding of that show and that world, and he's quick to say, I like this, but it's not for us, or that's not quite tonally on point, and that's what you need in a comedy.
Yeah, I could see that. Rick, I think it's going to blow up down there, for sure.
Yeah, I do too, because it is... distinctly Canadian, yet those characters are universal, and the same can be said for Trailer Park Boys and Corner Gas and all. It's funny, when we try to ape American sitcoms, we fail.
Yeah.
But when we make things that are distinctly Canadian, those are the things that travel, which is a really good lesson.
Yeah, well, one thing that's, and if you ever notice anything in history, whether it's a band or a movie or art, when it doesn't remind you of anything else, it gives it that much propulsion and power.
Yeah.
Because it's only its own thing and it doesn't attach itself to anything. That just makes it, like, so big, like Battlestar Galactica size, because it's not connected. You don't have to do anything but follow your gut, which is so rare. But that's why those kind of things become so popular, because it's interesting and it's got its own personality on so many levels that it kind of has to take advantage of all those things inside that make you like things, you know?
Which is why we're shooting Miramichi Vice this fall.
Yeah, right?
Because it is, I can so see it in my heart and mind. It is an actual cop show like Matlock, but yeah. It is silly like Ace Ventura.
I really do like it.
And the guy speaks with this accent, and that's kind of what makes it funny, but it also holds up as a whodunit.
Mm-hmm.
I am really excited about it.
Can I wear wraparound sunglasses?
Sure.
Those neons?
Maybe you should be the greasy, rich American fly fisherman who turns up dead in the first episode. Oh, no, you want a recurring character.
Or it shows up dead a lot.
Yeah, it shows up dead every episode.
Or maybe I'm just I'm the guy you can't ever catch.
Yeah. Bon damn. Sound like it's time to pay someone a visit.
I always see you and I'm like, hey guys, looking for something? Right?
Don't you think it's funny that the suspect was not at bowling Friday and Saturday, the deceased shows up dead?
Oh, the bowl.
It's so good.
How come you rolled a 280? With that ball? That ball? And it's got a big break in it? And he looks behind the couch and he's got the other ball, the guy who died's ball? No, I mean what, like, this ball.
Time for us to go question him at Champlain Mall, but first, let's pop him to Greco.
You gotta do
it. Start to get donairs on the way.
Yeah, but you gotta say a thing like where you're pointing out, not this ball, that ball. Like, that's the big... the blow up in the show where it's caught.
Your mind isn't the only thing in the gutter. This is the thing, though. This guy has to be ferociously proud of being French and where he comes from, so that it never seems for a second like we're making fun of French people, which we're not.
No.
And he has to be smart, and he has to love what he does. He just is from there, so that's why he talks like that. We also need a device where he has an English partner so that there's a reason for him to talk in English. Otherwise, it make no sense. But I know from this pod that people love that voice. And it is funny. It just is funny.
Well, I mean, Commander Donnie himself, the DJ, is
yeah,
that,
okay, guys, the only guys.
I figure that's the same guy, right?
Well, maybe he go undercover as a DJ.
Yeah, that's it. He's a DJ on the side.
Yeah.
He likes, because he's always in the strip clubs just to find out what all the toughs are at.
Greasy.
Right?
So he's a cop by day, and by night he's a DJ in a strip club.
Done. There you go. Right? Commander Donnie's a commander in the force and a commander at the club.
I mean, I know it's a joke, but I'm not joking. I think it's really good.
That's the best stuff, though. The funniest stuff is the stuff that's like, that makes sense, actually.
Well, I remember, I've talked about this before. The first 15 minutes of Ace Ventura, I was like, what is he doing? But he's so committed never wavers that's why it wins you over.
Well, that, if you think about it, you're like, when has a movie ever been that out, that hardcore, that fast, where the character's just out to lunch? Like, even like the Pink Panther, it would take like an hour for you know, the really crazy stuff to go. Now you're right, he's like, the first shot, he's like on a 30 out of 10.
But the funny thing is,
when he sticks his head,
Johnny Depp was playing,
when he's sticking his head out the window, and he's driving.
Oh, it's cuckoo. When Johnny Depp was playing Captain Jack Sparrow, after the first few days of dailies, the studio was like, what is he doing? He needs to stop. And Johnny Depp was like, you know what? No, trust me. I know what I'm doing. This is how to play the character. And he was obviously right.
Yeah, because they were saying that he sounds banged up. But how did Jim Carrey,
who wasn't even really a name,
yeah,
well, convince anyone to let him do that? That's just nuts.
Because I think he solidified himself as that person, even on In Living Color. Like, when you saw his characters, you're like, man, just do that stuff. Do that fireman guy. You know what right. I mean? Like, just, if I was a smart director, I would be like, that's easy money right there.
Yeah, I guess.
And that's what they did. They just pointed the camera at him, had a kind of a simple but funny script. But it's basically, that script doesn't mean, you don't even know what the hell the plot is. You just remember how funny he is.
Well, you kind of do.
Well, the Dan Marino stuff and like, that's pretty funny. Yeah.
Right, Dan Marino.
Remember they kidnapped Dan Marino?
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, I'd forgotten about that.
Yeah. And I'm like, I don't remember what it's about, but I just remember that they did kidnap Dan Marino.
Here's why Miramichi Vice is funny. It's funny because you can parody cop shows, which are almost a parody of themselves already.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny because Miramichi Vice is people in a small town making a big deal of their tiny crimes. So it has the mountain out of a molehill foundation, which always makes me laugh.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can have physical comedy given the geography and terrain there.
Oh, it's
like slippery mud banks and fly fishing and stuff.
And like getting a guy in the laser tag place.
Yeah.
Like going in there. He went in there.
People going by on ATVs and, you know, imagine trying to be undercover in a town of 3,000. Like, everyone would know it was you.
And, oh, playing great. And then the DJ parties in, like, people's yards and stuff.
Yeah. Well, by the way, I pitched a show
The opportunity of, like, him getting into it at, like, as the DJ, like, having to jump out of the booth and act.
I pitched a show called DJ Dougie Doug years ago about this guy who's in his 30s, and he wears tracksuits, and his dad wants him to take over the family business, but he's convinced his dad to give him one more year to make it as a DJ.
Give me one more year.
Just takes every gig you would ever get a DJ for, like weddings and bar mitzvahs and kids' parties and community days and parades and whatever. I just thought that was such a funny image, like a hardcore DJ playing at the lamest gigs ever.
I love that. But I mean, that kind of happens, no?
For sure.
Like, if you're a popular DJ in a city, you're doing probably a horrible gig at least twice a month like that.
Well, and it has all the things that you want for a sitcom, which is it has regular characters, but yeah, it has new environments every week.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of like...
You never run out of that stuff.
For sure. And I like the different situations, right? It's not just... You're not just doing, like, weddings or something. The fact that you're doing, like, stupid stuff, like someone's backyard launch for their patio. Like, look at our new patio, and there's a band, and it's a DJ. Yeah.
Or dog days outside Sobeys while there's a hot dog barbecue for a women's softball team raising money.
Hey,
the weirdest gigs.
Like, it's the dog days of summer. That's the dog.
Like, it's the dog days of summer, like our top five.
Yeah, we have top five dog days of summer. Why don't we kick into the first jam, and that's what it is. It's breaking out the new patio, right? And
nice. So I'll be DJ Dougie Doug.
You're DJ Dougie Doug. It's Commander Donnie, isn't it?
DJ Dougie Doug in this particular case was not.
Okay. Well, I guess...
I'm going to try just an English guy.
Try a new DJ.
Yeah.
And I got the jam for it. For the first Dog Day jam.
Oh, you know what I'll be?
What?
DJ Dougie Doug on remote at Sobeys.
Ooh.
Yeah, for like Wildcat FM.
Oh, I like that.
Okay.
I'm trying to have to... Okay, here we go.
So you play the jam and then you throw it to me from the studio.
Oh, hold on. I got to get the jams going on here. Wait a second, Jonathan.
I'm trying to wait. I'm trying. I'm just excited as all.
Power turned off on the old box thing.
Ready. Are you seated comfortably? Then we'll begin.
Paired. Okay, ready for the jam to start?
Yeah, so you play the jam, throw to me from studio, and I'll do a live remote.
Throw to you from studio?
Yeah, you're okay. The DJ in studio, throwing to me on location.
Hey, Doggy Dog, you there?
I am, yeah. Are we going to do this live hit?
Yeah, you ready?
Yeah, okay. You throw it to me. Hit the jam and throw it to me, and I got it from there. I'll throw it back to you.
Okay, jam's coming right now for you, buddy. Here you go, Doggy. Thank you. Kill it.
Hey everybody, it's DJ Dougie Doug. I'm down here at Sobeys all afternoon long. Your chance to drop by, get a barbecued hot dog for $2, barbecued hamburgers are $3. We'll throw in a Gatorade for your troubles just for stopping by to support the tiny floaty swim team. Going to be a temperature in the upwards of 28 to 32 degrees, so remember to pound those electrolytes. Stop by and see me. I'm here all afternoon long. It's DJ Dougie Doug. Here's Snap. I got the power on the Wildcat.
Hey, are you giving away free hot dogs?
No. Didn't you hear my hit? The hot dogs are $2, but you get a Gatorade.
Can I have a free hot dog?
No. You're supporting a swim team, so hey, no.
Come over here, Katie. Come, he's giving free hot dogs at the booth here.
No, it's not, but it's not free hot dogs. It's not free.
Can I get a hot dog too?
Yeah. Hey, are you the tiny little mask?
Yeah. Can I have a tiny hot dog?
Hey, hang on one sec. I'm going to cut into this jam and do a live hit with this tiny little mask. DJ Dougie Doug coming to you from Sobeys this afternoon in support of the floaty swim team. Want to ask this tiny little mask, how are you staying cool in the hot, hot heat?
I got any hot dogs? I have a free hot dog. Hey!
No, the hot dogs are $2.
I like Freezies Jumbo.
Just because you're small, I'm not going to give you a free hot dog.
Give me a Freezy.
Tiny little mask? Where did you go?
Give me a Freezy then.
I don't have Freezies. I'm just trying to do my job.
You asked me how I stay cool. The hell am I? It's hot in here. I want a Freezy.
Anyway, back to you in studio. I was just trying to do a little radio hit and trying to have some fun with you, and you couldn't even roll with me, you tiny little mask.
Screw off. I help people out. You don't help me out.
Who have you even helped out?
You have no idea.
Get out of my face, you tiny little mask.
Poor tiny little mask getting bullied by the radio guy.
Poor TLM, but at the same time, he kind of barged right in there.
Yeah, he did. Well, he thought there were free hot dogs.
Tiny little mask.
Tiny little mask. Hey, hold on. This is time. Tiny little break.
We'll take a tiny little break, bud. And we'll have the next. We have 4 more Dog Days jams.
What's that, Anna? Hey, Anna's back.
Time to take a break.
Hey, bye-bye.
Don't go anywhere, for frick's sakes.
Hello. Hello.
Hey, guess what? Breaking news, Jeremy.
Ba-da-ba-da-da-ba-da-ba-da. What is it? Concert alert.
We have a concert alert.
Concert alert.
Tiger Torrance is going to be playing at the Marigold Center in Truro.
Whoa, what?
Oh. September 27th.
We're going to Truro.
In broad strokes, here's what's happening. Some dates are moving. Not being canceled, just moving.
Yeah, stuff's switching around so we can make it all one swift thing.
Big happy thing.
So we're just pushing stuff around a little bit, but that will all come together in the next week or so. But I'm stoked to go to Truro.
Yeah, me too. So suffice to say, other East Coast dates will be announced around the Truro date, the last week of September.
Yeah.
In all 3 maritime provinces.
Yeah.
Suffice to say, Bo's Oktoberfest is still September 21st and 22nd.
Yeah.
In Van Cleek Hill, Ontario, halfway between Montreal and Ottawa.
Wow, I can't wait.
Great lineup.
Yeah, it is a great lineup. And then
Ontario dates are on the move. It'll be early in the fall. We can't wait to get there. We just had to figure it out, as they say.
As they say.
And so, we're going to play at the Marigold Center in Truro. And other than my mother-in-law's sorority sisters, I don't know who will come.
Yeah, right? Maybe the Boston Pizza folks there?
Yeah, maybe.
The guy at the movie theater?
Yeah, maybe he'll come.
The bingo place, maybe they'll show up, a couple of those folks.
I talked about this early on in the pod, and maybe even the first few episodes. Here's my favorite guy in Truro, ready?
Okay.
There's a guy who has done very, very well. Very well.
Yeah.
He has an antique store, and he's had a going out of business sale going for 10 years. It is a ruse. He's not going out of business. He just thinks that will make people stop in. And when you go in, and I know this because he said it to me at least twice. Oh, yeah, I'm just watching the store for my son-in-law.
No, he says he's not working there?
Yeah. Just watching it for my son-in-law. It's his store. He has no intention of closing, but his going out of business sales have been going for a decade.
So if anybody asks what's going on, he has no.
No, he doesn't have no idea.
but he'll be happy to take care of the transaction.
Yeah, can you do any better on this? So I don't think he'd be very happy with me.
Oh my god! How about okay? You be that guy.
Okay.
And I'll be like a guy that comes in there a couple times and he's.
Oh yeah, perfect. What if you're stopping in for a fan?
And it's the dog days. It's hot in there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Perfect.
Okay. Hello, sir.
How are you?
How you doing? Do you work here?
I mean, I'm just keeping one eye on it for my son-in-law. He's out to grab a bite, or I don't know where he went, but he said he'd be back.
Okay, I'm gonna leave, and then come back as another guy because I'm supposed to remember you. So I'll see you later.
Okay.
Hey, how are you? You again?
Good, how are you? What do you mean again?
Well, don't you remember I bought the box of nails from you last week?
Oh, yeah, right. They're going out of business sale.
Yeah, what are you doing here? What's going on? Is this going out of business?
Darned if I know. It's my son-in-law's store, and I'm just kind of keeping one eye on it for him. He had to run a couple errands, or he was out somewhere with my daughter and grandkids and closing out, so yeah.
I just want to tell you, I've lived in the area for 15 years, and I've never seen this son-in-law you're talking about.
Oh, really? Isn't that funny? What are you looking for today? Anything in particular?
Well, it's really hot, so I want to get a fan.
Okay, well, he has these two fans. This one is $99. This one's $98.
$98?
No, sorry, that's the year it was made. It's $19, and the other one's $18.
Okay, do you have any other bigger fans? Like those new Dyson ones with the hole in it?
Well, he has this one over here under this pine drop leaf table.
Wow, are you
sure? To be honest with you, I don't even know if he wanted to sell that. I mean, it says $75 on it.
You just pulled an owl, and the top went up on that table like that. But the owl was at another table. How do you know? You know this place, don't you? I mean, who knows how to do that? The table came up when you pulled the owl's head.
Well, I look, it's his store. I just do what I'm told.
Oh, okay. You know? Well, this is a nice fan. I was actually in the market for some new shoes, actually.
Well, I do have these traditional clogs over here that I wore into the store this morning when I was covering for my son-in-law.
No, I was kind of thinking more kind of leather clogs.
Well, I mean, I don't really know what he has around here, but if you poke around, well, there's these.
Wait a second. That wall just turned around.
I know. Why do you think he's going out of business?
And you stepped
on... building's a mess structurally.
You stepped in the tail of that rabbit, stuffed rabbit there, and it flipped around, and now there's a whole new array of shoes.
Doesn't make sense, does it?
These are perfect in my perfect fit and everything.
What price did he put on them?
$50. That's a little steep.
If it was my store, I could give you a break. But where it's his, I don't want to keep the boss happy. You know?
Are you kidding me? All right. Okay. Hey, you know what? I'm also looking for a proper hammer.
Like just to hammer nails into a wall, your box of nails?
You know, the one with the round at the back? It's like ball peen, I guess?
Oh, yeah, okay. Well, there's a box of them here.
Are you kidding? Wait a second. How did you do that?
I don't know. I'm just keeping one eye on the store for him while he goes out of business.
You pulled a string, and all of a sudden a ball rolled down the side of the... over there, and it... knocked that water over, and it opened this bin, and it's got all kinds of hammers in it.
I did. I pulled a few strings to get him alone so he could open his store. I don't think it's working so well. That's why he's closing it down.
I'll take this hammer. This is exactly what I was looking for. And
I'd sell it to you for 10, but he's got 20 on it.
Well, really? Well, I guess I'm paying $20 for it. I guess.
Guess so.
Hey, how about do you happen to have a meat slicer around here?
I don't, but he might. There's one here.
What?
Is this what you mean?
You
something
just
like this?
Smoke just showed up, and all of a sudden, there was a meat slicer in front of me.
Well, the weird thing is, it's attached to this pine drop leaf table, so I can't really. I mean, if it was up to me, I'd separate them and sell them separately, but. Since it's his, I don't want to ruffle any feathers, so I guess you'd have to take both.
Boy, it's sure hot out there. I'm going to stay around in here a little bit. I noticed another song came on here. It's a nice song. Hey, do you happen to have any... Like, my pants... I lost a little weight, eh?
Oh, yeah.
Do you have any pants around here? Like, vintage GWGs?
Well, I'd give you the pants off my back if it was my store, but... All I have is this entire rack right here.
I guess you can't... I was about to say, I guess you can't help me at home. You got 1972 to 76 GWGs in my size right here. Are you kidding me?
I know. Funny how sometimes the universe will give you a sign that you're in the right place.
Well, I mean, since this place seems to have everything that I need, I mean, there's a car that I've been thinking about, and it's a Corvette. From the 68. And hold on a sec. Whoa. What are you giving me in this drink here? I'm a little woozy. Whoa.
We don't really deal in cars except for 68 Corvettes. Like this one.
Hey. Did you just drive me to this car lot?
I don't know. It's my son-in-law's car. I'm not in charge of where it goes.
How did I get to this? That's the car. I was telling. It's like a dream. Who owns this car lot?
I don't know. You do now, I think. I think you just signed this contract and bought it from me.
Wait a second. Wait, that is my signature.
I love the Jedi mind trick antique store guy.
taking him for a ride.
How about slipping up on the pronouns? I mean, he wouldn't have. I'm just watching it for my son-in-law in a town this size.
He's set the price, I don't know.
He set the price. I mean, I could probably do a little better, but I don't want to get in trouble with the boss, you know?
Oh, man, that's funny stuff.
And by all accounts, this is not someone who needs to do this. That's maybe my favorite part.
Oh, I know.
Just loves to.
You want to go to the next jam?
Yeah? Do you?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Are you feeling, is it just, what's the situation now? Where are we? What's going on, bot?
Okay, what if you've had me over for a date, but it's so hot that I keep wanting to leave?
Oh, okay.
You went to all this trouble to make like a turkey dinner or something.
Okay, you ready?
Your place is too hot. Yeah. Okay.
If you don't mind, I'm just gonna put on my favorite song. I know it's a little bit serious. It's not like it's just, but it's kind of timely. But it's a nice song. So sit down. I made you some dinner here, as you see.
Thanks for having me over.
I made everything. There's a nice ham here. I know you like burgers. I got some burgers.
I get the sense you've had the oven on all day.
I have. I also have some, it took me quite a while, about 3 days, but I have some, brisket right here if you want. There you go.
So this was prepared indoors as well.
Yeah, sorry. It's a little hot. I know it's 40 degrees outside and also maybe
40. Do you find?
Maybe 40 and 45 in here. I don't know. That's why
I'm regretting the moment I decided to wear a sky blue linen shirt.
That's why I put on this song to cool myself off.
I feel like the valley between my breasts is like a river. It's like Bay of Fundy.
Do you want me to blow on you?
Would you mind?
I got one of those new Dyson fans with the holes in it. The no hole, the no blades.
What? Please plug that in and turn it on.
Well, I don't really have... There's nothing that really reaches in the kitchen.
Well, I would suggest then we could maybe eat in the living room.
Okay, grab your plate, Mortimer.
Do you know what I don't particularly feel like as much trouble as you've gone to is a hot meal on a hot day like this. I feel like sticking freezies on my nipples.
Well, I got some pina coladas. You want a pina colada? If you like,
do you like pina coladas?
If you like
and getting caught in the rain?
Pina coladas. And getting caught in the rain. You want to dance?
No, I'm afraid we might stick together with our natural juices and be unable to be pried apart.
That sounds kind of fun, though.
Hey, it sounds kind of fun if we had any way of cooling off. It's too hot to even think about intimacy. I know that's what it said in your Tinder profile.
Mortimer, I think the power just went out.
Does that mean it's going to get hotter in here?
I'd say it might, do you want to, well, I mean, it's hotter outside now.
Do you want to go to my mother's cottage where she has a unicorn floaty?
That sounds fantastic. Can we go there?
We can slide into the donut hole together.
Whoa.
And joint kick our way to the middle of the lake.
What's going on, Morty? Have you taken something?
No, it's just the heat is getting to me.
Is there even a place?
Our bathing suit areas together in cold water.
Where's your place? The water. Is the lake close? Morty?
Mommy.
Morty? Morty?
Mommy.
Morty! Oh my god, I'm gonna pour some water on his face. Morty!
Why did you pour hot water on my face?
That wasn't hot. That's just room temperature. Well, it's hot in here, so I guess it is hot water.
I believe it was Nellie who once said, it's getting hot in her.
The power went out!
And do you know what? I think we should just cut our losses on this, and I'm going to go swipe right a few more times and see if anyone has AC or a heat pump.
Oh, the power's back on. It's Drake's on.
Is this the In Your Feelings challenge?
What's that?
You know when masks walk beside their car and try to do the dance steps? Oh.
Yeah, what is that?
That's the In Your Feelings challenge.
Oh, that is what that is?
Like, KK, do you love me? Do you need me? Well, you'll never ever leave him beside me. I'm a thingy. And people get out of their cars and try to do this, like, walk dance beside their car.
Oh, that's why I've seen people, like, getting hurt. That's all I see is viral.
Cars bumping into trees and stuff. People getting run over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know about the run over part. People are getting run over?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and a woman dropped her purse while she was doing it, and these grease balls on a moped stole it.
That's up there with, like, the tides thing. It's, like, where you die at. Like, good chance you die if you do the thing.
I think we're at the point in our technological history where the thing isn't what's interesting. People are just waiting for the flip of the thing, which is people trying to do the thing and then getting hurt.
Yeah, like,
know what I mean?
Ride down a set of stairs on a wheelchair hashtag.
Yeah.
Like, what
but
the
But I
hell?
Don't know,
what?
And now I'm sounding like Grams. I don't know why In My Feelings Challenge. I don't know what's called the In My Feelings Challenge. Maybe the song is called In My Feelings.
Is it In Your Feelings?
In My Feelings Challenge.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, your feelings are going to be beat up by hitting rocks on the side of the road.
So now there are
You're
some
driving?
Like,
is it driving? Like the driver getting out or the passenger?
Well, I've seen both.
Oh, man.
But sometimes, like, now sometimes it's a cow, then it's a dog. Sometimes it's, like, parents and their kids.
Whoa.
It's a whole thing.
It is a whole thing.
Yeah. What's,
I'm going to... I don't know if I'm going to do that one. I think the last one I did was the ice bucket, and that actually was for a reason.
Yeah.
There's, like, no... beneficiary to the In My Feelings, right?
Was it painful?
The ice bucket?
Yeah.
Nah, it's fine. It's nothing.
My really? Dad, it didn't hurt?
Ronnie did it with me. Pops.
Did great. He really?
Yeah. I filled up a big drum and poured it on my head.
Like a bass drum?
It was a big floor tom.
Whoa.
Yeah.
So it didn't hurt because it's designed to feel like it feels, right?
Yeah, no, it doesn't at all. It's actually, it was summer, so it didn't really, it was just refreshing, actually.
Well, that's kind of nice.
You know, what's hard is like sitting in an ice bucket. That's hard. One of those big ice baths. Whew. You ever try that?
Yeah, like the guy in PEI?
Well, yeah, but like, yeah, you ever do that? That's cold. I don't, that's not my, that's tough. But apparently it's really good for you doing that.
Sitting in an ice bath. Well, don't athletes do that?
Well, if you have any inflammation, ice will take care of that. That's why if someone breaks something, they put ice instantly on it. Or some people have had their back saved by... I think there's a new way they do it in the NFL, actually, where they have a thing that's like freezing. And it's if there's any kind of issues where... they need to take care of the inflammation. They put ice on it and have saved people's lives or saved massive injuries because of ice. Quick enough.
Really?
Yeah, getting it there right away.
Because I went over on my ankle probably 8 days ago, and it really hurts. So I've been putting the magic bag on it with heat. You're saying I should put it in an ice thing.
Well, I don't know. Maybe a heat's in a similar thing, but ice is definitely good. I'm no doctor, though.
I'm gonna jam my ankle in an ice bath, bud.
Well, you jammed your ankle. You could have sprained it. Well, that could be months before you're feeling better.
Like a sprained ankle, boy, ain't nothing to play with.
No, it isn't. I was playing golf with our buddy Lairdo. You know Lairdo?
Yeah.
At the wonderful National Golf Club. On the fourth hole, one of my favorite holes in the whole world. I pushed it right over the creek into the Donald Trump's hair, basically that, you know, that really wrap over fescue that's all like that, where the ball's like gone, where I'm like, forget it, like it's in Donald Trump's hair, I'm done, forget it. So he's like, no, I saw where it went, and he jumps like the whole creek from a rock, and I hear almost a crack, but not quite like just a click when he hits the other side with his foot.
Ouch!
And he was like, God! And he kind of put it into place, but ever since, like, it, and he felt it never hurt to the point where, I think he had it looked at, and it was a bad sprain or whatever, but he just kind of dealt with it, and it's still to this day, and that was like over 10 years ago when that happened.
Wow.
And it still hurt, like, not, like, on and off, if it's, I guess that's how those kind of things go. If it's really bad, it'll just kind of come back when it's raining or...
Well, I have a theory that a body deals with pressure. Break better than a sprain. Because if it's a break, your body's like, okay, all hands on deck, let's get this fixed.
Yeah.
If it's a sprain, it's like, meh, all right. It's not really urgent.
Mm-hmm. Right, because it's not fixable in that way. There's nothing broken, so it has to. It's more nerves around it, I guess. Right? Yeah. I don't know.
I didn't know either, but I'm going to put it in ice. I know that for free.
Hey, I didn't know.
Hey, by the way, special thanks to Toolsy for doing Taggart and Toolsy, the third segment of last episode.
Yeah, that was fun. Eh? A little time with Toolsy on in Muskoka.
Oh my gosh, why wasn't it called Toolsy time?
Toolsy time, always.
Something special for the kids.
He was a bod. He's always a bod when we hang out. It's always a good time. He's the buddiest. It's going to be definitely like the next year will be the third annual Dan O'Toole Seeing Snakes. Awesome. Seeing O'Toole Snakes. Time. Seeing Snakes Spectacular with Dan O'Toole.
Good chatting, bud.
Good chatting, bud.
Boom, gong, gang, go, ka, ding, gong, ju, bong, 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 b